In the studio right now, we've got Lisa. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Mike.
And you pop in every now and again, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to come in and see you.
Yeah, we love you coming in, by the way. You run a production company. What's the name of the production company again?
Pandemonium. We do great fun theatre.
You take normal everyday plays like Shakespeare stuff and bits and pieces and you zoos it up a bit, don't you?
We do, and we're really doing it this time. We're going back to the 80s,
right,
to the classic TV show Dallas.
Right.
J.R. Ewing, the villain, Sue Ellen, his drunken wife, lovely Bobby Ewing, and we're redoing Dallas, but this time we're doing it with music. So we've got loads of 80s music, singing, dancing.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's comedy. So we all love Dallas. All of us in the cast love Dallas.
Yeah.
So we're sending it up, but we're doing it in a way that we just love it.
Fantastic. So you actually inject a lot of comedy into these scripts, don't you?
Yeah. It's very funny. It's very funny.
So how long has the production company been running again?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. We were in the pub one night when we formed it. I think that's the best thing to do.
The best things happen in the pub. The best things happen. It was a result of a drunken
night. Yeah, I think it was about 5 years ago. We've done a few shows since then, but this is going to be a great fun one.
How many of you are actually in the production?
Oh, I think it's, well, not quite as big as the cast of Dallas, but we've got JR, we've got Bobby Ewing, we've got Sue Ellen, we've got Pam, that's me, we've got Jock and Miss Ellie, and then we've got John Ross, who's JR's son, who was kind of a miniature version of him, and then we've got a couple of dancers, so it's about 10 of us.
Oh, the dancers as well.
Yeah, they're young dancers from the studio in Romford, and that's a really good dance school, so they're going to be great.
Now, you normally put these plays on in Ingatestone Hall. We've done quite a few there.
Yes, and that's where we are this time.
Oh, look at that. See, I remember stuff.
Yeah, or you're psychic.
some of your past stuff has been amazing. Very, 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 very funny.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more how people can get tickets for your Dallas production.
Just turn up on the door. We're open air. It's absolutely gorgeous in Gatestone Hall. We're on the terrace at the back with the lovely, beautiful lily pond below. Oh. So we can fit in as many people who want to go. So, you know, if you want to come, turn up. It's great to bring a picnic, bring some sparkling wine if you want to, or some Coca-Cola, whatever you want to bring. We'll sell something as well if you're thirsty, but you know, you can bring your own as well. So it's like a really nice day out in the sunshine. Well, hopefully.
Well, it will be.
Yeah.
Is it because some of your productions have been in the evening? Is this during the afternoon?
We've got one in the afternoon at 2 o'clock and one early evening at 6. We have to go early because, you know, the cast get tired and need their bedtime. Yeah. But also it's the light, you see, because we want to use the light.
Well, even at 6 o'clock, it's still broad daylight at 6 o'clock, isn't it? Through to about 8, 8:30.
Yeah, that's
like
it. We'll finish about 8. So it'll be really nice. If the weather's good, and it should be, I've got my fingers crossed, it'll be absolutely beautiful. And they're a great fun cast. We all get on really, really well. We have a great time. And we've had a really nice message, actually.
Oh, really?
We've had my lady who's playing Miss Ellie, who was the mum in Dallas, she tweeted Patrick Duffy, who's the real Bobby Ewing.
Oh, really?
And he sent us a kind message back.
Fantastic. He was also Aquaman.
He was. Yeah, he was the man from Atlantis.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really? He was really gorgeous when he was young. I think if I'd had a tweet from him when I was 18, I would have just collapsed on the floor.
Now, I'm trying to remember a plot line from Dallas. Didn't he die and then he was brought back in the shower or something
because
it was a dream?
We've got it all. We've got all the crazy plot lines in the show. Bobby comes back from the dead, comes out of the shower. Well, I'm giving it away now, but I think everyone knows it. And we've got Who Shot JR in there as well. We've got the classic Dallas storylines in there and all the classic Dallas characters. It's going to be fantastic.
When he done that plot line where it was all a dream, I remember reading the paper and they're going, what was that? The following day, what is going on with Dallas? Because it came out of nowhere.
Oh, it's so bad. It's brilliant, isn't
it?
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
It's like not Coronation Street, Crossroads. Do you remember Crossroads?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You used to close the door, all the scenery used to bounce. But it was actually really good for the time.
It was, yeah. I mean, Dallas was amazing at the time. I remember it.
Huge.
It was huge. Everybody used to watch it. Mm. And me and my friends used to have drink along at Dallas parties. So because all they ever did was drink on Dallas. So if your character had a drink, you were allowed to have a drink.
Oh, really? That sounds interesting.
I was Sue Ellen for a while, and it was awful when she went into rehab. I couldn't have anything. I was going, come on, start having a drink again. So we have got the main thing on the set is a drinks trolley in
Dallas.
Oh,
really?
Because, yeah, because when you see an episode of Dallas, they're always knocking back spirits.
Yeah, and, they were.
Yeah. So we've got a nice drinks trolley so that they can just go, characters can go and take a drink just like, and JR is on our poster.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a drink and he's complaining that it's iced tea. And
They were. There was always
yeah,
drinking. You're
they were
right.
always drinking something.
So what date is the production going to be on?
This is 11th of August. Just one day, two shows, one at 2 o'clock, one at 6 o'clock. As I say, bring a picnic. Ingatestone Hall is worth £10 just to be in the garden. It's so beautiful down by the lily pond on the terrace.
Yeah. And that's
so
the price of the ticket, £10?
Just £10. And for £10, you get 80s nostalgia, you get loads of music and singing, you get dances, you get reminiscencing of Dallas, you get loads and loads of comedy, and it's really funny. So it's going to be great, great fun. And we all love Dallas, so we're really enjoying it.
Fantastic. It does look, when you don't go back now and look, you do go, oh, it's a bit dated now. It's like The Professionals when you look at reruns of those.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, it seemed like a mark of a genius.
Yeah.
But now you look back and you go, oh, no, hang on.
I don't know how they managed to save the world in those flares and they didn't trip over The Professionals. They're running after the criminals and they've got great big flares.
They were. Well, Lisa, it's always lovely to have you in.
Thank you.
What we'll do is I'll try and scan a picture of that in and put it up on the website for
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you
so,
very much.
Yeah, come and tell us again. Come and tell us for your next presentation.
Well, I've got a plan, actually, if you don't mind. I might bring Sue Ellen in character.
Oh.
If I can come just before Dallas, I might bring in Sue Ellen because she's absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic.
And she's a great character. And so we'll I might bring her with me.
We will love to see you.